Buckle up, gym owners, because you're about to take the daily drive. This podcast is the perfect pit stop to fuel your gym's growth, because each day you're going to get a brand new episode that is just 5 minutes or less. Whenever you tune in, turn it up and let's rev up your gym's growth. Don't forget to hit subscribe and leave a review. I recently had a mentor that I'm working with tell me that I was emotional, which I thought was actually kind of funny because I don't view myself as making decisions emotionally. In fact, I really pride myself on making rational decisions. But it got me to think a lot about how do you separate feelings from business? And this can be really challenging because you've poured your blood, sweat, and tears into something. You spend your entire day, like from sunup to sundown, thinking about your business. That's just the life of an entrepreneur, whether your business is doing $100,000 a year or $100 million a year. So how do you separate feelings from business? And how do you make sure that you're making rational decisions instead of decisions based on thoughts or feelings? You may have heard me talk about making data-driven decisions, and this is really, really important. And I always talk to my team about this. So if they'll come to me and say, everybody's saying this, or I'm getting a lot of complaints on this, I'm like, okay, is this everybody? Or is this one person who's talking really loud, or two people that are speaking loudly? What is the data telling me? What are the numbers telling me? I often have this conversation with my clients. I think my business isn't doing well because of this. Well, do you think or do you know? What is the data telling you? Because data doesn't lie. So if you want to separate feelings from business, the first thing to do is to look at the data and make sure that you're making data-driven decisions. The next thing that I think is really important is to get your team's input. Your team is going to have a much different emotional relationship with your business than you will. And this is something that I've actually done recently a lot, is relied on my team to say, hey, this is what I'm thinking. Can you validate this? Is this what you're seeing? What do you think you should do about this? Again, you've got far more emotionally invested in your business than your team, who can often have a much different, more rational viewpoint on what's really going on inside of a situation. Part of success in business is being able to put your emotions aside and perform. And in order to do that, you've got to separate feelings from business. That's all for today, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.